and take their trousers down, stick their bums over the side, walk through the planks of wood, and do their poos and wees into the sea. Now, if any of you need the toilet today when we're on board, you can tell your teacher, and you can pop off to a cafe. Nobody is allowed to go off the beach yet today. Because nobody having a coffee over there wants to look up and see your bottom sticking out. Especially if they're having a cappuccino with the chocolate on top. The last thing before we go on board is the animal head. Hands up who can tell me what type of animal that is. What is it like? I'm talking to him. What's your name? Your name's Captain Callum, or is it just Callum? I'm not sure you officially hold the rank of Captain Callum. I didn't ask for his life story. Yes, hind is an old word for a female red deer, so that's the golden hind on the front of the ship, representing the name of our ship. Right, time to board, but before we do, at the bottom of the steps you will gather for the rules of the ship. Come on, jump. All right, everyone listening. First rule of the ship, no running. What's the first rule?
No running!
Good. This is a real ship. It's a replica of the original Golden Hind. But it's a real working ship. This ship sails all around the world. It's built for growth. It's not built to be a playground for kiddies. If you run, there are bits you can trip over. Low ceilings you can bang your head. Stairs you can fall down. Sit, smash your face in. Cry like a pathetic little baby. And I will laugh at you. Second rule, no pulling ropes. What's the second rule? Good, Carl, you don't know what's at the other end of that rope. They all have a function. If you pull the rope, something big and heavy can come down and smash you on the head. And then you'll cry like a baby. And we will all laugh at you. Third rule, no leaning over the side. What's the third rule?
No leaning over the side.
Good, you can have a look over the side, but I don't see anything to do. If you fall off into this water, comes from the River Thames. And the River Thames is a jersey. And if you get a mouthful of that water, you might get some hideous disease. And you might even jump. And then your parents will cry like a baby. And I will come to your house in full costume and laugh. So, first place we're going is up to that deck up there. At the back of that deck is the captain's cabin, which is a room that's too small for all of us to fit in at once. So I want you to go in and have